starting our day off with some Torah. I appreciate it. I would be sitting here by myself, so thank you guys for coming. And let's get started. So this past Shabbos was a very special Shabbos. Besides being my wife's grandmother's yard site, it was also my Rebbe's yard site. And you're going to say, your Rebbe, my Rebbe that I never met. I feel like everybody needs a Rebbe that they never met. We actually called, in my 8th grade boys' class, we called his son. Who is this Rebbe? His name is Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. He died at the young age of 46. A terrible, terrible story. But instead of focusing on how he died, I want to tell you how he lived. He lived with tremendous, tremendous Ava Yisrael, tremendous Ava for every person, but for Jew, non-Jew alike. You probably know the Yellow Gold video about the gas station. There's like a dwarf person in New Jersey. No, New Jersey, it's illegal to pump gas. I wish that was the case in Florida also, but... See, you always had a dollar, whatever. So this guy says that he would be pumping gas every single day in New Jersey and be freezing. And Rabbi Geldzahler would always get out of the car when he would see him, and he would tell him, like, you give me inspiration. The fact that you come out, you give every reason to feel bad for yourself. You know that, you know, Hashem, God created you differently. And he said, I'm a rabbi in yeshiva, 250 kids. I'm going to talk about you today. He said that. How did he find them? He said his daughter just happened to pull him to that gas station. She had a picture of her father. And he says, I've been looking for your father for 2 years. And he didn't know. And he said, it was so beautiful, and I'm going to cry. He said, your father was the first person to make me feel tall. Unbelievable. So just hearing that story, I'm going to give everyone homework. If I'm allowed to give parents homework, get the book. Usually when it gets to Gedolim books, I apologize to add it to the mayor library, but this is well worth it. It's called Reb Lezer. You get it on Amazon for like $16. R-E-B-L-E-I-Z-E-R. Usually when it comes to rabbi biographies, they make you feel bad about yourself. You know, the Chavetz Chaim came out of the womb and he wasn't saying Lashon Hara. This is the opposite. Reb Lezer. R-E-B-L-E-I-Z-E-R. I gave it to Rabbi Brody. I told Rabbi Goldberg a long time ago. A few years ago, and it really changed my life, and I hope it'll change yours. So he actually has a sefer on Bereishis and on Chanukah in the sefer. So we called his son, actually. Last week on Friday, Erev his yartzeit, that we called his son in class, and it was very special. Like the Rebbe's son now, with Rav Mordechai Geldzahler, he gave us chizuk and inspiration, and it was really beautiful. So I thought maybe we'll just say a few Torahs in his name, especially only 3 days after the yartzeit, we still connect to the neshama, and get ready for Chanukah. So he writes beautifully on page 1, on the bottom right-hand side, B'yimei ha'or shachaga poischim oitzus ha'melucha. He says, on these days of Yontif, especially now coming less than 2 weeks before Chanukah, the tremendous light, there's a tremendous shefa that's coming down. And he quotes the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, the great Hasidic master. Shayom tovim heim kedugmas hamelech, haposech es otzar melucha. Every yontif, according to the Kedushas Levi, has a treasure. A king is opening the treasury, and every single person could come. V'omer hamelech, underline. Kol mi sheyirtzeh yavo v'yitol me'otzei dai machsor asher yechzelo. Anyone who wants anything they want, come and get. It's like a kid, you go to the toy store, Lahavdil, there's a tremendous, tremendous awakening, and it's a big Ace Ratzon, comes any Yontif, but especially Chanukah, where you have the ability to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to ask for anything, everything we need. We think Chanukah, what am I getting for the kids? No, we're also the kid. We're also going to be able to ask Hashem for anything we want. The fourth line down. V'kemen shehamelech ma'amin mechutz lo'otzro. Mashkos, Harifim, Baharbe Dram Tovim, Nechmin Lamara. He has a lot of good things going on inside. Kamuman Shemisha Ain Lo Eni Seichel, Harehu Nemat Sham, Mustaka Bachosha Taiva Navsha Tomu Meakol. Someone who doesn't think what they actually have going on is only going to look outside, but he's not going to ask. Acho Oversman Psychas Hasharim, but Tovitz is Acho Shul Hiskil Akashim Dobba Mea Otsar on the top now, Hamiti Shal Melech. He's not going to stand outside. Someone who has a good head, he's not going to want to stand outside. He's got the lotto to you. Have the ticket. Now you just got to go cash it in. Kuchislevi says that we have to be the smart people. Everybody knows that Chanukah is a happy time. But Chanukah is not a time just to have good donuts and have good latkes. It's a tremendous time of holiness, tremendous time of Eis Ratzon, to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just like that person who's be standing outside the king's palace, the king is inviting you in. Don't just look from afar. The king's inviting you in. You have an entrance ticket. Come into the palace. And he says that Shabbos and Yontif, we have an extra ticket. But then he says something beautiful. Continuing on this theme from the Sas Emes on the second left hand column. He says, you know, when it comes to the Torah really only gives us three Torahisa holidays, right? Excluding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's Sukkot, right? So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, right? Says the Sas Emes. Chazal saw that we weren't going to make it. Can you imagine going from Sukkot till Pesach? Like Tu B'Shvat's nice, but like what would you do? What would we have done? So Chazal, it's a crazy thing. The Sfas Emes said that they saw we weren't going to make it. We need something to look forward to besides Shabbos. Shabbos obviously that's Pashut, but something bigger. Like Reb Blazer would write in the story in the book in the yeshiva. That he always made some sort of special situation every like week and a half, 2 weeks. Sheva brachos, siyum, malam malka. He said the kids need something to look forward to, not as a threat. Chas v'shalom. He was all about positivity and love. They need something to like keep them going a little bit. So he's very into camp, very into bringing the guys to yeshiva upstate. It was very, very beautiful. The Sas Emes says what's it called? Shalosh regalim. He said, what's a regal? Regal is something that you have to stand on. He says, Chazal saw that we weren't going to make it. In Gulf, we weren't going to make it. We weren't going to make it going from Sukkot to Pesach with nothing. Shabbos is beautiful. And Shovim is great. But we need a Chanukah and Purim. Look what the Sfas Emes says on the bottom left. Sfas Emes, Chanukah, Tofresh, Memdal, Kosev. Sheminato yesh lanu rak shal shregolim. Benikram heim regolim, hoel behem kemo regol. V'kavanah shi lefish sha'aleyem omnim koimaz hashanah. Right? What are legs? What are a golem? Right? If this chair doesn't have the legs, this chair falls. We're standing upon them to be able to help us get through the year. Take the inspiration with us. It's giving a few lines down. Omer Sasemis on the 5 lines from the bottom. That's when things were earlier on. What happened? The generations weakened. We got a little heart. Galus is heart. Mismatu mochus v'alavavos. V'rochazal shegil regalim halal levad einam aspikim. It's not enough. Lachen hiktim Hashem isbachus refuah lamaka. Turning over the page 2. Hashem brought the refuah. Hashem brought the cure. He brought the medicine before the pain, before the injury. Osifu lanu zimei chanukah v'apurim. Od shnei yom and tom she shebehem yicholim anu l'skar v'acharish baruch hu v'achshav yeshanu chamish shananim b'shanim. Says this Sfas Emes so beautifully. Chazal saw we weren't going to make it. Chazal saw, obviously, if Chazal saw it was a theme of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we got from the Rebbeinu Shlom that we weren't going to make it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us three holidays, but that was Doraisa. The Derabbanan ones, Chanukah and Purim, it was basically like that parent realizing like my kid needs to stay home one day, he needs like an extra day. There's a kid yesterday who came. He said, I said, so and so. You know, it was nice that you came to school today. What was it? It's like 9:45, whatever. So yeah, my mom let me sleep till 8:30. So I feel like, and then one of the other teachers was so happy about that. He said that like with zero busha, like zero embarrassment. And I'm like, my mother would never let me do that, and I would never do that. But that's the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's the Rebbeinu Shlom letting us sleep till 8:30 with the Chanukah and Purim. That's exactly what it is. A person to be able to realize the Chanukah and Purim are such, they're not in the Torah, but obviously, they're hinted to in the Torah, in the Gemara, in Shabbos, in the Gemara about Chanukah. But at the end of the day, it's like a parent realizing what your kid can handle and what your kid can't handle. Rabbeinu Shlom saw what we could handle, and then he saw, you know, Galus is really long. Galus is hard. Galus is long, and he saw what we'd be able to do, what we'd not be able to do. So. Says the Sfas Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally ingrained into the Bria. Hashem ingrained, we're on page 2. Hashem ingrained into creation of the world. Oh, Shkaich, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, beautiful. Hashem ingrained into creation that the Jewish people were going to last. So that's just like regalim. Regalim are legs. we weren't going to be able to last. So I thought that was a beautiful idea. So just a review for all our friends over here. We said two ideas so far. We said from the Kedusha Levi. Thank you so much.
Can I give you some?
No. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Mo. The Kedusha Levi tells us that Hanukkah is the time of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just standing outside the palace, but going into the palace and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything and everything we need. And the Sasemes says something, another incredible idea. It's worth it to come just for that idea, I think. That they're called Shalosh Regalim. What's a regal? Regal is a leg. This chair doesn't have legs, that the chair falls.
Support.
It's a supporter. A supporter, beautiful. It's a father-in-law, mother-in-law. Oh yeah, don't say that on the recorder. At the end of the day, Hashem saw we weren't going to make it. Can you imagine going from, I keep on saying this again, but it's so crazy. Going from Sukkot to Pesach, I don't know if I would last. I could barely make it from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah. You know what I'm saying? It's like Baruch Hashem for Thanksgiving, but also Baruch Hashem for like Hashem saw we weren't going to make it without Hanukkah and Purim. And I think that's it's an incredible way to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what his people, what his nation could handle and not handle. He quotes, and then he goes on to talk about the days of Tevis, but I kind of want to go on and to explain why Dafka Chanukah and Purim. What's so special about Chanukah and Purim? That's what he says, or Blazer. And again, this is his Yartzeit was 3 days ago, and we're learning for him, and obviously for Shlema, for everyone, all those who need. I'm sorry I didn't mention the name before. Chayes Rotil Bazar Tzipora, Chaim Levin Or Yael, and Etamash Chaim Ben Esther. So it says on the bottom, Pesor Shecho Yisrael. The Sfas Emes says, what's the difference between the Doraisa holidays and the Derbanan days? She'achilik ben Shosha Regalim, the bottom of page 2. L'mei Chanukah v'Purim Hu, what's the difference between the ones that are mentioned in the Torah and Chanukah and Purim? She'begimel Regalim, ha'yut tzrichim davka la'alos la'regel Yerushalayim, alech zamikdash. Right? You have the mitzvah of Aliyah la'regel. You have to go to Yerushalayim. The mitzvah to go to Jerusalem, to go to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Karban Pesach, to be able to bring your Karbanos there. Kidei lishuv misham sakedusha, to get the Kedusha. Sometimes people are not so zoche, right? You can get sick, you have to send a messenger, good. Ma'ashe'enke mechanika, says the Sfas Emes, ein tzrichem lageshus hashem makom. You don't have to go to Yerushalayim to feel Hanukkah. I mean, it's gevaldik donuts. And you don't get caramel donuts like you get in Meir Sharm, 100%. You don't see a tree in Yerushalayim. Can't explain Hanukkah in Eretz Yisrael. Can't explain. There's certain Yom Tovim. Sorry, I'm getting a little off, but there's certain Yom Tovim you can't taste it unless you're in Yerushalayim or Eretz Yisrael. Hanukkah, I feel like, Hanukkah and Purim are probably the top. Tu B'Shvat. Erev Shabbos in Boca, like, come on. I mean, it's 5 o'clock Shabbos, I'm not saying aren't easy. I'm not saying that. But go to Israel, and you feel Erev Shabbos. You know, you hear the siren in your shalim. It's unbelievable. He says the Sfas Emes, Chanukah, the Kedusha comes to you. The Chanukah ain't Shrichim Lagesh HaSashim. You don't have to go there to Israel to feel Chanukah. The menorah comes to your house. And the Kol Echa Bebezo Yeshul Mitzvah Salokas Ner Chanukah. And he goes to Ramban, Shanir Chanukah, who Hemshach Shanir's Beis HaMikdash. Zen Nimsa Babais Kol Echad. You know what happens comes 2 weeks from now? Your house becomes the Beis HaMikdash. Every Jewish home becomes the Beis HaMikdash. And he quotes a few lines then, Chazal says, Shema Olam Lo Yard, Shechina Lamata Mehasara. And we know the Shechina doesn't come down lesser than 10 Tvachim. On the Mechanukah, Yored Esh, Shechina Av Lamata Mehasara. But on Chanukah, you know, some people have the custom to light at the window, some people have the custom to light by the mezuzah, cross from the mezuzah. Right? On a little bit of a lower level. What's that message? The message is that even those Jews who might feel, you know, like I don't feel Pesach. I'm not feeling I'm doing so well in my Avodas Hashem this year. Rosh Hashanah feels like, I don't know for you guys, Rosh Hashanah feels like 7 years ago. You know, it was like a month and a half ago. Rosh Hashanah, if we all felt like Rosh, you know, says the Sfas Emes is incredible. What's the difference between the Shalosh Regalim and Chanukah and Purim? Shalosh Regalim, you go to Yerushalayim to get the Kedusha. You have to go there. That's what I always tell my students. What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and America? I mean, it's very hard to feel Kedusha in America. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha just hits you. As soon as you leave, I mean, my wife doesn't like it when I leave the kids all by herself, and I'm like, outside the airport, I'm kissing the ground. That's not a flex. That's like, bad husband, like, learn, like, you could kiss the ground after the kids are in the taxi, not when you're like, the kids are like crying after a 10-hour flight. But, okay, well, we live and learn. We do all try to do our best. But says it's Sfas Emes, when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, you have to go there. It comes to Chanukah and Purim. He doesn't really explain Purim here, but Chanukah, your home, based on the Ramban, your home becomes the Makom HaMikdash. Your home becomes Yerushalayim. Your home is Yerushalayim. It's an incredible way to view menorah. When you're not lying in the menorah, you know, growing up, you say Ma'asor, you're saying Haner Sorel, Ma'asor, you ask your parents what you get, whatever, in the nicest way possible, and you left the menorah. I try my best to, for myself, my kids are always flying around, to try my best to sit by the menorah a little bit. Forget about 30 minutes doing malach, whatever. Just sit by the menorah a little bit, to daven, to learn. Because as you said from the Kiddush HaSlevi, it's a tremendous time of Yisrael, so it's a tremendous time to daven. And literally, it's like Yerushalayim is coming to your home for 8 days of the year. Not all of us are zochet to go to Eretz Yisrael. Last year, I was actually zochet to go to Parshas Vayeshev. I snuck into the country with my vaccine. I left for Thanksgiving. It worked out well. It was Erev Chanukah. I felt, you could feel Chanukah. I remember seeing these kids like running around. It was like 10 o'clock at night. They're all like running around Yerushalayim, like getting ready for Chanukah. I think it was a Sunday night last year too. I think. So it was just so beautiful. But here he says that Chanukah comes to your home. Your home becomes Yerushalayim. But then I saw another beautiful idea that he says on page 3. And with this we'll wrap it up. He says a great story from the Chose. Where the paragraph says, the whole Echa Meir or Chanukah. Al Dauk Shem Asabim Shepam Higiyu Lach La Chose Meloblin. Right, Chose Meloblin. Why is it called the Chose? What does Chose mean? Chose means to see. So I'm telling us that you used to look at your forehead pretty intense, and he could tell you things that nobody else knew. Obviously, you only see positive things, and the negative things. But the Chose was able to see. Chose, in Aramaic, Chose means to see. An She'ir Acha Shehaya Sham Masur Shehitzik La'an She'ir. Fuhayu Rasha Gadol. There was a very bad person. The Kosov Shmuel HaKvitol. HaChoze Ayin B'Kvitol V'Omar. Ize Meir Achsha B'Chol Omos. Him Arau Kein Tamo Eich Yitachon Dabar Zev. Alo HaChoze K'Shmo Kein Hu. The Choze was his name. He was able to see. Sh'Arau Baruch HaKotcha Shu Meir B'Chol Omos. Ad Shen Izbar Shvashar Shachnisu Asa K'Vitol LaChoze Hilik HaMasur Az Neros HaChanukah. V'Rom Anu Kan Goldo K'Jus Ad Neros HaFilo Rosh HaKamoso HaIru Nishmasu B'Chol Omos. Says there was a certain guy, I think, I don't really know the story, so the here, probably have to read it again, but it sounds like there was a Rasha Gomer. It sounds like he wasn't, his report card wasn't all straight A's. And the Chose was able to see that even that person who might have been wicked on the outside, who might have been, you know, that C minus or that D student or that kid in our family, just like, not getting like the message, like every single time, like, you're just like trying to like give them some extra love, and it's the same thing over and over again, and they're not getting it. It's like the Chose was able to see the potential. That's who Reb Elazar Gelzar was able. His svarim, it's so beautiful when you're able to look at a certain sefer, and then see the person for who they are. This is not a flex again. I've been zochah to read the book more than 3 times. It's not a long book. But there's certain books that are just they get you, and Reb Elazar Gelzar was someone I never met. Last summer I had the chutz to go down by his kever with my daughter. Yesterday I had a friend who was by the. Thank you so much. I had a friend who was by in Muncie by the Beis HaChaim, and he mentioned my name at the kever. There's certain people that you just feel connected to. He was someone I feel very, very connected to, even after he left this world physically. Because he was a person, as we started the shiur, and I ended with the shiur with this idea, he was able to see the halakha, he was able to see the or, even if everyone always just saw the choshech. Right? Some parents, some teachers, and maybe sometimes ourselves, we're always looking, your kid gets a 92, what'd you get wrong? The kid got a 92! You're looking for the 8 points? Reb Elazar was able to see, I'll give you a perfect story. There was a kid in yeshiva who left Reb Elazar's yeshiva. He went to Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was, is that Reb Elazar heard that he was having a hard time. Like he wasn't showing up to yeshiva, like he wasn't getting out of bed, whatever it was. So Reb Elazar writes him a letter. And the letter said, like, I also had a few weeks, when I was your age, I also had a few weeks that I was out of it. You know, like, forget about it. The Yitzhar doesn't work on getting you to do the Aveiros. It's the sadness and the guilt and the anger and the sadness after the Aveir. So Reb Lazer was telling him, I also went through this. It's normal. But tomorrow, just do your best. Just try a little bit more. Reb Lazer was able to see himself, not as a Rosh Yeshiva, who knew all of Torah and all of Shah. He knew Zvachim and Nachos at 13 years old. But he's able to lower himself, quote unquote, to the kid. And he's able to see that, you know what? I don't think that every rabbi out there is a perfect tzaddik. Nobody's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. But he was able to lower himself, quote unquote, and to show his Talmud, who was not even in his yeshiva anymore. He was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. But Reb Lazer had this thing: once he's by you, he's considered once a Talmud, always a Talmud. He was able to show him that he also went through a hard time, and it's okay to have those moments. Reb Lazer teaches us about Hanukkah, and this is really what Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is a time to realize that the Yerushalayim is your home. Yerushalayim is your neshama. We are Yerushalayim, right? What does the Tanya tell us, right? Yutes Kislev is next week. Rabbi Kisrael is going to talk about it next week, probably. That's my guess. When he chose Yutes Kislev, he said, I can't believe, Mirzov, you didn't choose Yutes Kislev. I'm a little in the Chassidus, but the Tanya, whatever. So the Baal Tanya writes very simple. He says, what is a neshama? A shemen is osios neshama, right? Oil is the same letters as neshama. Whole Inyan of Hanukkah is to realize that the Tanya says the Chel Kami Mal Mamash. Every single Jew, every single person has a part of Hashem within them. Every single person has that oil within them. And it's our choice to look at the Choshech. It's our choice to look at the darkness, or it's our choice to be able to look for the good. Our choice to look for the Or. So just review, and then we're going to end a few minutes early. So could you? I'm never the person to go late, as I said the first time when we learned together, and it's always. That was always one of my pet peeves, especially with teachers. The bell just rang. How you do the bell? Last year we had some issues with the bell here, so we had that guess. Now we have the bell. If you try in this school or any school, probably to try to teach after the bell, whoo, good luck to you. That's not going to work. It says the Kiddush Levi, Chanukah is more of a time, not just a time of donuts and dreidels. Chanukah is a time of the king opening the palace. Who's going to go into the palace? Or who's going to just look outside from the palace? Masasem has taught us, some Lazer explained so beautifully, the regalim is the support. But Hashem saw that we weren't going to be able to get enough support. It wasn't good enough for just Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We needed more. Imagine from Sukkot to Pesach, I can't make it from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah. I don't know what to tell you. So Hashem saw, like that parent that their kid in our school yesterday teach sleep till 8:30. He saw what we could handle, what we couldn't handle. And that's what the Sasemis continues on and says, that not only is it that Hashem gave us that support, but He didn't tell us you have to come to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, your home becomes Yerushalayim. Right? The Ramban says, when you light the menorah in your home, less than 2 weeks, Mitzvah Hashem, your house becomes Yerushalayim. And the Chazal say, the Gemara says, Hashem doesn't lower the Shechina lower than the Esther Tefachim. But Hanukkah, there's an Inyan to even light lower. To even lower down, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with those guys, even with those people who feel like, you know, they're not great. And that's what the Chosda saw from that person on his head. That even on the outside, he looked like he was a Rasha, but the Chosda saw that he was filled with Malach Kedusha. And maybe his action said differently. Maybe his action said, maybe that he wasn't getting straight A's, but he saw the potential. The Chosda was able to see the person's potential. And if we do our best to look at Ezra Blazer and the Chosda, to look for the good within every situation, to look first with the good within ourselves. Who are the negative people in our lives? The people in my life, I know that are people that are negative, or the people that are negative about themselves. They can't be positive to other people because they're not positive about themselves. The Sasemes teaches us, and we'll end up with this. Sasemes teaches us, You have to love your friend like yourself. But Sasemes teaches us, if you don't love yourself, then you can't love others. Be able to see the light, able to see the or and the potential of other people, to see the or and our light within ourselves. Shvi zocha to please God, not only our homes become Yerushalayim next in a few weeks, but we shvi zocha to light in Yerushalayim, as Hashem Yisparach. And if we're not zocha, then to realize that every single person's home becomes Yerushalayim, and to settle a little few extra minutes by the menorah to feel Yerushalayim a little bit more. Thank you for coming. Thank you for learning.